This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Asking both parties to come together to give us safe, fast, reliable, and modern infrastructure that our economy needs and our people deserve.
So that's Donald Trump, the President of the United States, State of the Union address. Some heavy themes, and I say heavy themes, themes that we expected the president to talk about, and they included infrastructure, of course, infuriating to so many of us, the infrastructure scenarios that we face in our backyards, all of you listening to me from many wonderful places, but you know what it's like when you're on some of those rickety bridges, and then you wonder why accidents are occurring, and roads are being closed off, and it's frightening, actually, that so much is not earmarked directly to where it needs to go and is always what becomes part of the conversation and the push-pull over, man, we got to turn this around. How do we turn it around? We've been talking about infrastructure forever. I just had this conversation with someone today about Solyndra, which infuriated me with the Obama administration when Solyndra got massive money for solar panels. And then remember what was thrown out after they got a crazy amount of money. It was like money out the window. And then the solar panels were too expensive and they were not being sold. And the Chinese had a product was equally as good and was much cheaper. And that, of course, was part of what was out there is the reason why that happened to them. But there was so much money that was dumped in the wrong direction, I have to say, with infrastructure. So let's get this right. If we're going to talk about putting money into infrastructure, let's make sure that that actually happens. One thing that the president talked about is his tax cut. And I think whether you're a Democrat, Republican, don't like the label independent, it's pretty hard to really argue about the fact that it hasn't benefited millions of workers. That's a fact. That's not fake news. The tax cut package has led to wage increases and at least some bonuses for millions of workers. And President Trump talked about that.
Since we passed tax cuts, roughly 3 million workers have already gotten tax cut bonuses, many of them thousands and thousands of dollars per worker. And it's getting more every month, every week.
All right. And we are certainly hearing that from different companies. That's what they've done with the cut that they've received. A lot of them have, and more. He's right about that. More are starting to do the same thing. So it's a question of always grading afterwards and what kind of grade a president gets for the State of the Union. And I think for this president, CBS News had it pretty high, had him at 75%. In this State of the Union, it didn't feel like a lot of magnificent words and quotes and tweetable moments. It felt more like the boss of a company or a CEO addressing his points. And I don't think that's a shocker because the man who was elected was not of a political background, which was part of what people were saying, that they were tired of the same old political types getting into the White House, whether they were lawyers or they had been politicians for a long time, you know, whatever. So immigration. He called for illegal immigration compromise. And there was some boos, a smattering of boos from some of the people in the chambers of Commerce. He honored parents of an MS-13 victim, saying America's grieving for you. He talked about Congress to support right to try, what you need to know about the drug law. So, of course, experimental drugs. He talked about deregulation and getting the Motor City revving its engines again. He talked about the elimination of the Obamacare tax, what he called the cruel Obamacare tax, when you didn't get insurance and you were taxed because you didn't. So that was one thing that he mentioned during the speech. It's interesting, keeping Guantanamo open and keeping America safe, that was another thing that was heavily discussed. So this was definitely an interesting State of the Union, I think one that's different than some that we have seen in the past. And while that was going on, while that was happening, the president did mention the last couple of days and earlier in the day that he's 100%, well, this was the overheard, he was overheard saying this, supposedly. He's 100% behind releasing a classified Republican intelligence memo detailing alleged surveillance abuses. So, Representative Jeff Duncan, a Republican from South Carolina, where many people are listening to us, and I was just there a couple of weeks ago, said, don't worry, the president said that it's 100%. And he said he's going to release the memo, a controversial document drafted by U.S. congressman from California, the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. They had said earlier they would conduct a legal and national security review before they decide whether to release the memo. So I think they may have been looking into doing that or already had done it or whatever, but that's pretty interesting, I think, to say that that's going to be released, and we'll all be curious as to what that memo says, but they must have vetted it out. That only makes sense. Of course, they're going to vet it out. Other parts of the State of the Union, we're going to let you hear a little bit more, too, on the flip side. And I do want to tell you we have some great guests coming up. Anton Gunn, you don't want to miss this. He's a speaker motivational pal of mine that I just met and have so many connections to where we have mutual friends. But his brother was killed on the USS Cole, and he talked about what it was like to try to get answers from the Clinton administration, how his family was being sandbagged, and how awful it was when you just get this notification when your family's been military proud for generations, and you have a brother on a ship, and you're not expecting that to happen. What is it like to get that news, and how incredibly devastating it was to his family. So you don't want to miss the conversation that we have with Anton Gunn coming up here shortly on ATN. Starting off the State of the Union address, it's interesting. One of the things he said is, over the last year, we've made incredible progress and achieved extraordinary success. We've faced challenges we expected and others we could not have imagined. We shared in the heights of victory and the pains of hardship. We endured floods and fires and storms, but through it all, we've seen the beauty of America's soul and the steel in America's spine. I like that line. The beauty of America's soul, the steel in America's spine. He talked about seeing the volunteers of the Cajun Navy racing to rescue with their fishing boats to save people in the aftermath of a devastating hurricane, and strangers shielding strangers from a hail of gunfire in the Vegas Strip. I thought that was pretty good, right at the top of the State of the Union. Hang with us, more to come. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
If you locate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
For many years, companies and jobs were only leaving us. But now they are roaring back. They're coming back. They want to be where the action is. They want to be in the United States of America.
All right, so talking about companies coming back, and then what that obviously meant was the tax break that was expected to bring more companies back. We are seeing that, and that means the give back to the people, too, as well. When I say give back to the people, you know, that means that we're seeing that some of those companies are spreading the love, if you will, to their employees by giving them a $1,000 bonus or giving a little bit more or adding on $1,000 to another bonus. So for many, it's just been brilliant to see what's happened, and that's part of that, the whole idea of the corporate tax cut, because it was so much higher than for so many other, or so many other countries had such a lower corporate tax rate that was part of the argument as to why companies were leaving. It was more lucrative for them to be overseas and even have fake addresses in other countries because they saved a boatload of money that they weren't willing to pony up. Another subject as we move through this here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney, is unemployment, because we care about employment. Speaking of that, how many Americans are employed and how many are trying to find work, and what is the state of that? And here's what the president had to say.
Unemployment claims have hit a 45-year low. And something I'm very proud of, African-American unemployment stands at the lowest rate ever recorded. And Hispanic-American unemployment has also reached the lowest levels in history.
Wow. So how about that? Lowest levels in history. You know, for the next couple of days, and certainly what I call the Sunday swirl, you know what that is? That means on television when it's the talking heads that talk about what happened this week in D.C. mostly, but focusing on other parts of the country. When there's disasters or something legislative comes up about, there's going to be a lot of talk about the State of the Union and what does it mean. And the reaction from the State of the Union, what they would call the rebuttal, which was done by Congressman Joe Kennedy III, who said specifically and whipped in some Spanish there to tell the Dreamers, we will fight for you. It's an interesting comparison, because what can we got to compare, right? All these states of the union. I think it's so interesting to do that. And I saw a couple of, well, I'll say interesting pieces that were written about the State of the Union speeches over the last, I saw a great piece by Sam Petula from CNN, who talked about over the 100 years, what was discussed, unemployment, the economy, how much were infrastructure, how much was that discussed, and et cetera. And the one who talked, when you look at the State of the Unions, the one who talked the most about employment, the economy, and jobs, like off the charts, was Truman. So you got to think about, when was Truman president? And it, again, off the charts, how much he mentioned it in a State of the Union address. He takes the cake. No one even comes close to him in that arena. Taxes and tax cuts are always popular. I mean, somewhat, if you're not getting yourself in trouble. For the president, the taxes and tax cuts were mentioned. The word tax and tax cuts, he mentioned those two words more than President Obama did in the last couple of years, but not as much as he did earlier in his presidency, so not as much as you would necessarily think. Health is interesting, because health care, all that kind of stuff. And with this president, he spoke about the health care policy agenda, but not to the extremes. Clinton takes that cake for mentioning health more than any other president. America, like all the other presidents, of course, you're going to use the word America and put it into campaigns and put it into your words. Trump's use was pretty high, but it's consistent with other presidents like Nixon, Coolidge, and Truman. They use the words a lot, America, American, everything to do with America. Another interesting quick analysis of similarities of words or not, terrorism and security. Terrorism and security very high during Bush, and of course that makes sense because of 9/11. For Trump, not necessarily as high, because nothing has happened recently. There have been awful things that have happened in the world since he's been president, but not enough that it was highlighted like it was so much with President Bush. And I mentioned this before, but Anton Gunn is going to join us next, and he has plenty to say about terrorism, what happened with the coal, and then what happened with 9/11. His brother was one of those sailors that was killed tragically in the coal incident, which was horrific and really kind of opened the gate for, I think, what started to happen before, pre-9/11, when I believe, and I think he does too, not enough was done to try to figure out what had happened over there, and it was kind of an investigation that went in too many directions and just kind of petered out. I think if there was more footwork in the beginning, perhaps maybe something could have been different. All right, as we kind of maneuver out of this and say that there's no 100% agreement, there's going to be people that think the State of the Union tanked in some areas, and some of them are going to think it's great. The bottom line is he delivered in a speech that was well-written, well-thought-out, and just had some interesting moments in it that you would expect in the 80 minutes, one of the longest running State of the Union speeches in history. Economic success in the first year, and the stock market has soared, and you can't deny that. You can't deny unemployment is low, and the package of tax cuts that he signed into law last year and proclaimed a regulatory rollback that has allowed, as we just heard there, industries to thrive. And there were some emotional moments. Invited guests sitting in the First Lady's box included the parents of Otto Warmbier, who died after being returned to the United States by his North Korean captors. So it was, I think, again, as we would expect. There seemed like there were moments that were very optimistic from the president. And very different, I'll say this, very different from some of the Twitter jargon and what happens with Twitter and how that explodes. It was, again, very different. So there were stories of triumph, there were stories of tragedy, and then there were agendas that were clearly laid out, as I mentioned, like immigration and MS-13 gang violence, that kind of stuff. And one of the things that he said as a quote that was interesting, my duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities, their right to the American dream. So he did outline a plan that would allow up to 1.8 million undocumented immigrants to remain in the country while funding a border wall and ending the visa lottery system and reforming family immigration rules. But he was booed by Democrats when he used the term chain migration, and he laid the kind of nationalist sort of flow of his policy by saying that Americans are dreamers too. So the remarks won't produce any kind of agreement, I can imagine, between Republicans and Democrats. They've got to come together somehow, some way, to form something to that looks like an immigration law. He didn't have any kind of pathway or even kind of a head start to that towards solving the immigration impasse for the Dreamers, which Democrats have insisted has to be tied to a long-term government funding bill. So he did salute a 12-year-old guest who spearheaded a movement to place flags on veterans' gravestones. I thought that was a very touching moment, probably for that 12-year-old as well. Hang with us, Anton Gunn, coming up next with me, Kate Delaney, here on America Tonight.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Pleasure to be joined by Anton Gunn, who, boy, we have people in common, Greg. I was so psyched when I brushed up to him at the Authority Summit in Charleston.
Brushed up? Were there spilled drinks in this brush up?
No.
Or, I mean,
no, somebody,
that's so visual.
I was right near him at a dinner, and people know me that are listening to this, and somebody introduced us, and all of a sudden I realized he's a member of the National Speakers Association,
Okay.
And I'm the president of the National Speakers Association in Dallas, and we knew a lot of mutual people.
And Anton is, his company is the president, well, you are the presidential leadership specialist.
That's what I am.
Kate is a president.
She is.
Yes.
And I can definitely specialize in helping her to be a better president.
So you can add her to the list of presidents that you have had a close working relationship with.
Yes, I can add her.
Tell us about some of the presidents you've worked with.
Okay, so I'll start backwards and go forwards.
Okay.
So the first encounter as a 17-year-old, I was able to meet Vice President Dan Quayle at an event in Norfolk, Virginia, and I was a 17-year-old. I won't tell the long story, but it involves the Secret Service in not a good way.
Ooh.
And me.
Ooh.
And I learned a valuable lesson from George Herbert Walker Bush and Dan Quayle.
Literally,
as
like
a 17.
From them,
yes.
Like they taught you a lesson.
Well, the Secret Service that works for them taught me a
okay,
lesson.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
But I learned a lot. The context for me was about.
Okay, what did you do?
Come
on, we're not going to
wasn't like not asked. What did you do?
Okay, so the long story short, my dad was a Navy veteran. I come from a long family of military men, and my father was in the Navy. He went to Desert Storm while I was 17 years old. I was being recruited by every college in the country to play football, and I wanted my dad to go on my visits with me as I made my decision where I was going to school. But he went to war, and when he went to war, George Herbert Walker Bush sent Dan Quayle around the country to do speeches to tell family members to support their loved ones during the war. And so he says he's coming to Norfolk, Virginia. He's going to give this great speech about why we needed to stop Saddam Hussein and why it was important for my dad and his ship to go be a part of the campaign to protect Kuwait. But I didn't care about any of that because I'm 17. Okay,
and he's your dad.
And he's my dad.
Come on, he's my dad.
I want to play football.
And you're going to play football.
That's right. That's all I cared about. So he gets there. And he's walking in, getting ready to go up on stage.
He is Dan Quayle.
Yes, Dan Quayle. And so a reporter says to me, what are you here for? I said, because my dad's on the ship. And she says, well, don't you wonder why President Bush is not here? I says, yeah, I do wonder why President Bush is not here. He's the one that made the decision. He's the executive that made the decision to send our troops to war. He should be here. And the reporter says, well, don't you think it's really funny that he sent Dan Quayle? I was like, no, he's the vice president. He's the second best. He's the number two leader of our nation. She said, but he was a draft dodger during Vietnam, and he didn't go to war. And I said, say what? And she says, yeah. And so I'm this 17-year-old kid, happy that my dad's going to war.
I'm afraid now.
Yes, you should be. 17-year-old kid. I'm 6'5". I'm 225 pounds. Hearing Dan Quayle give this speech about supporting the troops and why we should go to war, and I felt like he was a hypocrite, that he wants my dad to go and serve, but he couldn't serve. So I'm getting more and more angry. And I'm a hip-hop kid, so I got Public Enemy playing in the back of my mind. Right? I'm ready to do something. So he finishes his speech. He comes down the stairs, and he does what all presidential leaders do. He walks the rope line, and he's shaking hands.
Tell me you didn't tackle
so
him.
I said,
tell me you didn't tackle him.
It's close.
Okay.
So I said, I want to give him a piece of my mind. I don't appreciate the lack of authenticity of you not going to war but wanting my dad to go. So as he's walking down the rope line, I use my 6'5 frame and elbows to move my way up into the rope line. And I'm standing there, and when he comes by, I'm going to shake his hand and tell him how important my dad is to me. And he gets to me, and he holds out his hand, and I shake his hand. But like typical politicians on the rope line, he's not looking at me. He's talking to somebody else. So he's giving them all the attention. He's not paying me any attention. And so I'm getting frustrated that he's talking to somebody else and not talking to me. But I'm holding his hand. So I squeeze his hand, and I snatched his arm, and I screamed at him, I want my... And before I could get the third word out of my mouth, I got tackled by two Secret Service agents who drugged me out of the room and put me in the car. And they found out that I was just an angry 17-year-old kid who wanted his dad to be with him on his recruiting visits, and they let me go. But the lesson that I teach with that is that as a leader, if you lead an organization, you should always show up. Never send a substitute to deliver difficult news to the people that you lead.
Yep.
And so that's the first principle that I teach for any leader in any organization, that when it comes to making difficult decisions, you got to make them, and you should show up to deliver the news. Never send a surrogate. The second lesson is always be careful of the press and the media, because that reporter hyped me up and made me make a bad decision that really could have ended up in a worse place for me.
Right. So did this story end up being in the media? So that reporter totally failed.
Yes.
She hyped you up and
didn't even get the scoop.
What a loser.
Yes.
Who was that?
Yeah.
That's better for him than
it was. I would not be doing the things that I was doing today had that gone the other way.
You know what other lesson I take away from this? And then we're going to move on to your other presidents.
Sure.
My other lesson is do not mess with Anton Yelchin.
That's a good mess.
Look at his guns. And you know what? And
I got big guns.
He shakes his hand much nicer now.
Yes.
He said that. When he talked about he wanted to play football, Greg, what you don't know, but I know, is you cannot believe, I know we're going to go through presidents, you can't believe the people he played football with that have peppered different rosters in the NFL.
Really?
Yeah,
and he played for South Carolina.
So,
a lot of Gamecocks in the NFL, played with a lot of great guys. And a beautiful experience. experience. And so I made the decision after that event, went to South Carolina to play football. And my second president, of course, is William Jefferson Clinton. And it's an unfortunate experience of how I got to meet him on October 20th, 2000. 8 days before October 20th, my younger brother, Sharon, who joined the Navy just like my father did, was killed in a terrorist attack aboard the USS Cole on October 12, 2000. And that devastated me. It devastated my family. I was angry. I had all kinds of questions about what was going on in the world. Because remember, this is before 9/11. This is before all of that. And so most of us didn't know who Al-Qaeda was or Osama bin Laden. It was like peaceful. The only thing bad that happened in 2000 was Y2K. And everybody was worried about their computers not working. Yes. But otherwise, it was a great year. But my brother was killed on a Thursday morning at 11:18 a.m. in Yemen on the other side of the world. And my life and my family was devastated. And we had no answers. And we were very angry. I was yelling at a lot of military officers about how could something like this happen? The ship is a billion-dollar ship with all kinds of weaponry on it. How do you let two men in a skiff pull up beside a boat and blow a 40-by-40-foot hole to kill my brother and 16 of his shipmates and injured 39? I didn't understand. I was very angry. And I was demanding answers. And none of the leaders there could give me answers. The Admiral of the United States Navy couldn't give answers. The captains and commanders couldn't give answers. And we were brought to a hall in Norfolk, Virginia, where I grew up. And we were put in this room, and they told us to stay here. You're going to get some answers. And I was like, well, I want some answers, and I want them now.
How old were you?
I'm, at this time, 27 years old.
Oh, so you're even beyond college.
Yeah, beyond college. Okay. I'm out of college. And in walks the door is Bill Clinton as president of the United States. And what I didn't know, he was in Egypt 16 hours before trying to negotiate peace between Palestine and Israel, some accord that they were trying to put together. And he got on a plane and flew 16 hours straight from Egypt to Norfolk, Virginia, and came right in, bloodshot eyes, walked in and says, I want to answer all of your questions about what happened. And the lesson that I took away from that is that a leader always shows up when the people are in need. And he showed up for me, and he stood there with me and my mom and my brothers, and he talked to us for 20 minutes. He wanted to know who my brother was. He wanted to know what was his name, what did he enjoy, what was his favorite things. And he stayed there. He brought not only himself, but the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Hugh Shelton. He brought Janet Reno, the attorney general, to say that we're going to investigate and track down these terrorists and solve the problem. They were there with me. And so I took the principle away, is that whatever crisis happens in your organization, the leader needs to be there. So if you run a hospital and, you know, there's a tornado that runs through town, you got to be there for your staff. If your staff has to be there to triage and save lives, you need to be there to triage and save lives, the people who work in the organization. And that's the second president. And it was from that time, at the end of his presidency, that my life was completely different because of this terrorist attack. It really showed me some things that I wasn't aware of before about our government and about the world and all kinds of things. And Bill Clinton left office a month later, really 3 months later after that attack. And we didn't have the terrorists. We didn't have Osama bin Laden. We didn't know where he was. And so our family wanted more answers. And we wanted leaders to be authentic, to be accountable, and to engage us to find a solution. But the next administration, George W. Bush, made a decision that they weren't going to engage with us. And so for 11 months after the Cole attack, we couldn't get a return phone call from any leader in his administration. And it made us angry, made us sad. And we all know what happened 11 months later. And it's because we didn't finish the job. We didn't investigate what happened with the USS Cole. And all of these leaders at the Justice Department will tell you in every book that is written now, had we investigated the USS Cole,
we would have known.
We would have mitigated some of 9/11. Not stopped it, maybe, but we would have known more than what we know.
Right.
And so the lesson I take away from that is that no matter whether you were in the job before or not, a leader always finishes the job.
Hmm.
Bill Clinton should have finished the job, and George Bush should have finished the job. And for 8 years, my family never, ever got the opportunity to talk to the president about what happened on the USS Cole for 8 years, just kind of left us to the wolves, if you will. But what I learned from that is a lesson of how I should be as a leader. And as a leader, you have to be the person who not only serves but empowers and does your part to leave a legacy that's focused on people.
Thank you, Anton Gunn. Tomorrow we look forward to talking to him about working in the Obama administration. That's Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Everybody's heard me talk about Life's Abundance that you can go to through kateskibble.com. And I'll tell you what, it's been such a game changer for Mahalo. And we're talking to more and more people about that. And joining us now is Lisa Flynn. And Lisa is a real estate guru in Florida, in the Sarasota area. Huh, who doesn't want to live in Sarasota, especially right now if you're listening to me in the Midwest and you're shoveling, you're thinking, I want to move to Sarasota. And Lisa has a background where at one point she was a dog trainer and kennel owner and whatnot. And besides being a real estate mogul, she got involved with Life's Abundance as well. And what a game changer for, you know, for the economics of a business, you know, because it is a business for some people out there listening, and also for what it does for your dog as well. Lisa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So let's start with your background first about being a dog trainer and kennel owner. Tell us about that. What was that like? And I, you know, being a kennel owner to me would be wild. It'd be so cool, but I think I'd fall in love with all the animals and I wouldn't want to give them up.
That is oftentimes the case, yes. I have made some real connections with some fantastic dogs and some fantastic owners over the years. But yes, I trained dogs professionally for close to 20 years in the Washington, D.C. area as well as the Boston area, and a little bit here in Sarasota, but not a whole lot. And I had a 25-run kennel with doggy daycare and boarding and grooming and, of course, the dog training. So I did a lot of that. I also worked with some of the sheriff's departments in the D.C. area with their dogs. So it was pretty cool.
So let me ask you a question. This is a personal question. People will love this. They love it when I peel back the onion on the assistant producer of the show, which is my golden retriever, Mahalo. And Mahalo is still, he's 8 years old and he moves around great and runs and all that other stuff, but I want to be careful with him. And you know how you, how do you get dogs to go up steps to a bed? Or come down. It's really come down because that's where they hurt their joints.
Yeah, right, right. That's so funny. This is, it's just like if you were a doctor, you talk with somebody and tell them you're a dog trainer, they have a dog training question and it's the doctor and, hey doc, I have this rash. Let me take a look. So, well, it's guiding the dog, of course. And if you have a great relationship, as you do with Mahalo, of course, they will trust you and name it. That's the most important part is if you're just trying to get him to do something without actually naming it. So, training and obedience and so forth is not really just tricks. It is a language that to communicate with your dog. So when you name it, say stairs or something along those lines and guide him with that, you certainly treats will help and a lot of encouragement. Then he'll start to understand that if you just start grabbing him and trying to tug him down the stairs, he's going to freak out and not know what's going on. So as you start naming it and encouraging him that way, then it literally it becomes a language between the two of you so you can communicate to him what to do. Most people just tell their dogs what not to do. So the key is to be able to teach them so you can tell them what to do instead of just what not to do.
I love it. That's a, that is a million-dollar tip, I have to tell you. So I know people out there probably have similar situations where they're trying to get their animal to do something that would benefit them. And you're right. You say, don't do this, don't go here, don't whatever. But it should be the opposite. And, wow, that's fascinating. So you go from the dog training and a tip like that and kennel owner, which is so cool. You're in Florida, you're doing the real estate thing and you started with Life's Abundance. What led you to Life's Abundance and starting that?
Well, actually I started with Life's Abundance 18 years ago.
Wow.
So I've been feeding and recommending and actually selling Life's Abundance since the year 2000. This company has been around for a long time and I'm been aligned with them for a very long time. And it was a natural add-on to my pet business, my pet care business, of course, because people are always asking for recommendations for food and for toys and for supplies and equipment and so forth. And it was just a natural lead-in. But I started with Life's Abundance primarily because I saw the difference that it was making in the dogs that I was, my own dog, as well as the dogs that I was working with. The behavior is your nutrition is a key component into behavior and behavioral issues. And so when I started to see what higher quality dog food, the difference it made with these dogs, then I started pursuing and looking into more options. And I stumbled upon this and I've been with them for 18 years now.
From the business side of it, for 18 years is a long time. How does that work? And because we both, I mean, I'm new to it, but the quality is incredible. And my dog Mahalo, I think, he just inhales the food. He loves it. The idea that it's made in small batches, all those great nutrients that we talk about, and I've talked about that on the show. But I haven't talked as much about the business side. Tell the listeners more about the business side and how that can be fruitful for them.
Sure. Yeah, there's a lot of pluses to the business side. And one of the things you just touched on is that made in the small batches and so forth. This is an American company, and all the products and all of the ingredients are manufactured in the United States. So I like to support businesses that are in the United States. And many of these larger companies, we don't even realize it, but a lot of the ingredients are being imported from China and then put together here. And this has been some of the reasons for some of the recent recalls in the past few years. Is they've gotten some tainted ingredients and then put it together in the United States, and some animals have been suffering and many have died from one of the recalls, actually. So that's one of the components is, you know, it's an American and U.S. company. But as I said, I had trained dogs for close to 20 years. I have really not done any training at all, but it was a natural lead since I moved to Sarasota, but it was a natural add-on for my dog training business. And I have trained thousands of dogs over the years. And with this business, every single day I get an email saying that so-and-so ordered dog food from you. And this so-and-so is a client from 15 years ago. They are on their third dog that I've not even met. And I may have worked with them in Washington, D.C., and now they live in Washington State. So this type of business is really residual, because once they're clients for life, and I am on some second, third, and even fourth dogs that they're continuing to order the food. So it's not like a business where you might, some pet stores or groomers or veterinarians will actually have to stock the product. This is completely hands-off, which is perfect for me because now I'm focusing on real estate. I don't want to have to stock product. I don't want to have to worry about expirations. I don't want to have to worry about shipping things. That's all taken care of. And I literally still have hundreds of customers from all over the country that I have not even spoken with in 10, 15 years.
Wow. And the great thing, too, is the point of entry is very low, I think. I think it's incredibly reasonable. So you combine that with the fact of what you just said. You don't have to stock anything, and it makes it a no-brainer. So somebody told me the other day she had just started Life's Abundance, I think, a couple of months ago. And basically what she told me is, you know what, my food is covered for my dog. That's amazing. I don't have to pay for the food because I have people that realize how great this food is and that it is an American-made, it's made in America, and the small batches and the nutrients and all of that. So I feel good about it because I'm not getting terrible food off of a shelf, and now my dog benefits, but it also, I'm not buying the dog food anymore because it's paid for itself. And that's the start of it, isn't it?
Exactly. That very quickly happens with this business. The startup costs, like you said, for starting a business, it's, I mean, everything included for the first year is under $500. So it just doesn't make any, you know, it's a no-brainer, especially for somebody who's already in the pet industry. But I know countless people who just are pet lovers and wanted to take care of their own animals in the best way possible, and that's how they got involved, like yourself.
Yeah. The with Life's Abundance, too, they also do something really neat, that they give food to shelters. You can give food to shelters, individual shelters, and I love the way they do that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really great company and a very solid company that gives back.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I would be remiss not to ask you about this. How's the real estate biz?
Real estate business is great. It really is. It's there's always ups and downs in this type of business, but I primarily, my niche with real estate is working with investors as a real estate investor myself. I actually got my real estate license here in Florida because my husband and I started to buy properties as rental opportunities. And I just started getting asked by other people for some help. So I got my real estate license for that purpose, to further along our investing business as well as to help other people. And I just fell in love with it. So that's another way that building wealth and having income coming in with our rental properties has just been phenomenal. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And plus all that sunshine and those beaches. Are you kidding? Who doesn't want to live in Sarasota or near Sarasota? I got to tell you, it's beautiful there, of course, right?
Yeah, I have to say that we do live in paradise. It's been 5 years since I moved here from the Boston area, and I have not looked back, although I have learned to stop putting pictures of the beach and the palm trees in January and February on Facebook. My friends don't appreciate that anymore.
I love that. Lisa Flynn, what a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much for joining us.
I really appreciate the opportunity, Kate. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.